Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
This episode is brought to you by IKEA.
IKEA?
Yes, IKEA. For when your free time has so little value that you'd rather save a few bucks on a bunch of seemingly random parts and try to decipher a mystic puzzle than buy a durable piece of handcrafted furniture that you'd be proud to display in your home. IKEA.
Wow, that's quite a slogan.
Patrick, we get a lot of correspondence.
Yeah, we do.
We do, right? Mm-hmm. I know this because I recently had the task of sort of going through it all and sorting through it and picking out what we're going to talk about this week. And there's a lot there, which is good.
Mm-hmm. And once again, when you say we, that means Jim goes through the correspondence.
And so I'm not complaining because I like the stuff we get from people, the feedback we get.
It's really one of my favorite things about doing this. You know, I love the music and it's great to hang out with you, but it's cool that, you know, people are out there just giving us all this love.
Yes. And I say I'm not complaining now. If it gets any more cumbersome, then I think intern number two needs to come into play, don't you think?
Yeah. And they need to have one of those letter openers.
Yes. So if you'd like to apply for an internship, this is called Rockin' the Suburbs. It is a music commentary podcast community.
Yes.
I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And you're going to hear all this week, we're going to dedicate it to listener correspondence, right? Stuff that people have sent us all this week. So we used to do a thing, which we probably will again, called Fan Mail Friday. Mm-hmm. But this is like Fan Mail Week.
Fan Mail Friday Week.
We have so much
good
stuff. Yeah. And we haven't done it in a while. Yep. So there you go.
So it's Friday every day this week. So it's going to be a good week.
That's a good week.
And there's a lot of college basketball on TV right now.
There is.
So Louisville's, you know, they're doing their thing. And
yeah. And as we're recording this, we don't really know what's going to happen. As you notice, I'm drinking coffee out of this University of Virginia mug.
Top-seeded Virginia Cavaliers.
Yeah, so hopefully they're still alive when you all hear this. Mm-hmm. So, all righty. And you have a Joy Division mug.
I do. Did you notice that? I prefer, to the Cavs. Yeah.
Okay.
Closer.
All right. So here we go. First off, before we get into the calls and emails, we also got a package. And I remember early in the year, we made a New Year's resolution that this would be the year of free stuff for us,
good resolution.
And there's been a trickling of free stuff.
Starting to get there.
Yeah. So, you know, listeners, you know, step it up a little bit more is what we're saying here.
Not we do a one-way so much street, for you. People.
And who's this from, this package
Trip
we
Bacon,
got?
Trip Bacon, Beaverton, Oregon.
Nice.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Sent it priority mail. You want to open that up?
Yeah, you want me to open it right
hang
now?
On. Hang okay. on. You wanted me to capture this on video,
let's get
right?
some video.
Hang on.
Isn't there a whole YouTube channel where people are unboxing? Just like, oh, what's in that thing? I want to watch this. Handy priority mail seal has been broken, and inside, a smaller seal. And also a copy of Ulysses by James Joyce. No, it's a letter from Trip.
Oh, wow. We didn't even plan this out.
Yeah. Should I read this?
If it's worth reading.
Greetings from the suburbs of Portland, Oregon. We can cut this out if we need to. I appreciate you sending me a copy of your mixtape from last year. As mentioned in my email, I'm sending you two of the copy of mine. So essentially, we both get one. I know that the name is a little misleading, but I have been using that same one for too many years, and my friends have come to look forward to a new mixtape at the end of each year. There's another package here.
Another package that you're going to open.
In an effort to seek out new music each calendar year, my buddy and I have been exchanging mixes and have a couple of ground rules. One, all tracks selected must have been released during the calendar year. The songs can be from a single EP or album released during that year. Exceptions can be made if a single dropped the prior year, but a full album was released during the subsequent calendar year. Do we need to review that? Everybody got it?
That's fine.
Two, reissues are not allowed. No, new covers of old songs are acceptable. New music from old favorites are fine. Oldies are a no-no. That's going to rule my mixtape out completely. Three, playlist length cannot be longer than the amount of time that fits on a CDR. Typically, my mixtapes are about 75 minutes in length, about 18 to 22 tracks. Four, sharing the mix digitally is okay, but it's preferred that physical copies are exchanged.
Oh, we appreciate that.
Totally.
Yes.
The flow of the mix matters a lot to me. I always try to find a standout track to place number one, pick an appropriate last song, and build inward from there. That's an interesting strategy, not the way I work myself. The majority of my friends prefer to get my playlist digitally these days, so the physical copies that I'm sending are only number five and number six that I burned. As I like to tell my friends, you may know a lot of the bands or you may not know any, but I hope that you find a song or two that piques your interest and gives the incentive to seek out more information on that artist. Well,
wow.
Well laid out by Tripp, right? Enjoy. Regards.
Let me see this cover. Let's hold this up here for the camera. There we go.
There we go.
All right. Look at that.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it looks like a record,
fantastic.
But it's on a CD.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there's good stuff on here.
Really good stuff.
22
White
songs.
Reaper.
I see them on here.
Mm-hmm.
I see the Mountain Goats.
Yep.
I see some things that we put on our
tape
as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Interesting. Blondie. Blondie had a new song. I didn't even know that.
Neither did I.
No reissues, mm-hmm. right?
Nope. Waxahachie.
Very nice. Okay. So thank you very much for Tripp.
Oh,
this is
lovely,
awesome.
Man. Yeah.
We encourage all listeners to send us free stuff.
Yeah.
We love free stuff.
We'll read your letter on air.
And this one, this particular delivery ties into what we're going to talk about on today's episode,
mm-hmm.
which was 2017 favorites.
Right.
I realize it's late in the year already to still be talking about this, but there's just a couple little things we wanted to get to.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why we're doing it now is because this is really the first chance we've had to deal with the fan mail.
Yeah.
In a while.
Yeah.
And it's the first time since we did this series of episodes of listener favorites. And we just got a few others that we wanted to address.
Yep.
So, all right. So let's start here with a email from Eric Didrikson.
Okay.
So let me read the email first. He just says, "Hey guys, figured it was easier to put all the tunes together for you rather than calling the Suburban Party Line." So most people called in and left a message.
Mm-hmm. That was a qualification for the mixtape.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
The mixtape that we sent to people.
Yeah, that's right.
He didn't want to do that. This is what he did instead. He said, he also says, "This way I get to edit it myself too. I'm not a one-take wonder.
Tyler.
Let me know if I still qualify for a mixtape. Eric, you do, and you did. I already sent it to you."
Yeah.
And then he says, "And Jim, thanks again for coming out to dinner last week. I had a blast."
Wait,
so,
what?
Yeah.
What is that about?
So there was that too.
Yeah. First of all, I'm jealous. And second of all, what?
That was actually, well, when it was written, it was last week. It's been, I don't know, about a month or so ago.
Yeah,
but
you're up in New York.
I was up in New York for the day job, and Eric and I had a lovely dinner at a Korean restaurant.
Nice.
It was fantastic.
Nice.
It was fantastic. Great time. I had a blast, too.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Okay. So I'm going to get to the attachment here in the email.
Mm-hmm.
It's an MP3.
"Hey, Jim and Pat. This is your old pal Eric from Astoria. I just wanted to call and give you my picks for the best albums of 2017, but I'm only going to cover the bands I don't hear talked about quite as much, which is unfortunate considering my two favorite albums this year sort of flew under the radar. I'll start with Supermercado by Corridor, a post-punk band from Montreal. I don't speak a word of French, but I think the songs speak for themselves. I hear everything from Steve Reich and Krautrock to Beach Fossils and The Strokes in their sound. My favorite track is Le Grand Écart. Up is Harmony Wood's album, Nothing Special, which is a misnomer if I've ever heard one. She reminds me a lot of those early Death Cab records with the layers of arpeggiated guitar and the literary lyrics, like in the lead single, Jenkintown Wincott.
The quickest way to your apartment is half an hour spent on regional rail. pass by as the windows shake, the brakes squeaking without fail.
There's the Boston band Beef with three E's, who put out a really spectacular self-titled record last year. They've got that great ramshackle jangle sound like Kevin Morby's old band, The Babies. Their song Firework is one of my favorite tracks of the year.
Whoa!
One of my favorite two records from last year is by another Boston band, Future Teens. Their record Hard Feelings is stellar from end to end. They've got hooks for days, and their lyrics go from heart-wrenching to hilarious, like on their lead single in Love or Whatever. Record of the year goes to Vancouver's The Courtneys with their record The Courtneys 2. They're the first non-New Zealand band to sign with Flying Nun, and it is a perfect fit. This record was made for cruising around with the top down in the summer. They're garage pop at its absolute finest. Thanks, guys, and keep rocking the suburbs.
So what'd you think of that?
I love Eric's podcast. It's so much better than our podcast. Remember, like, on the Tracy Ullman show years ago when The Simpsons would come on in the middle? That's what that was just like. It's going to spin off and people are going to forget about us.
Well, I was thinking that we have a great... we have a great candidate for a fill-in host.
Oh, yeah,
next time we go on vacation, so there's that.
Yeah, or when we launch Weekend Edition starring Eric Didridson.
Yeah, so Eric, think about that.
It's on the table,
there
buddy.
There are 2 days of the week that are open.
There's no
pay. No one's occupied.
And you can work long hours.
So great job there, producing your own little podcast within a podcast.
That was so great.
I love it.
that was an amazing
and
thing.
Great picks.
Oh, songs were all good.
You know, really great stuff. Beef with three E's.
Yeah.
Gotta like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the Courtneys, you know, that's a band that I kind of overlooked last year, but I've been listening to them lately.
Yeah.
And they're really great. They're mm-hmm. really great.
Now, which was the group that had the opening line, spending too much time on dating websites? Oh. I think that was the third song that was played. Third or fourth. I can't
remember. I have to
review
the tape.
Yeah. Go back and listen to that. The other thing I noted down while listening, one thing, Flying Nun, you know, I just read the autobiography of Roger Shepherd, who founded Flying Nun Records. It's quite a fascinating read, folks. If you haven't heard it, shout out to the Bish who gave me that for Christmas. And... The Babies. So he mentioned Kevin Morby's band, The Babies. We should do a show on them because they have some amazing songs.
All right.
We can spend 15 minutes on The Babies. It'd be great.
Oh, easy. Okay. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for sending that in. Anytime.
Oh, yeah.
We'll take it. We'll
Anytime.
Run it.
Anytime. Yeah.
Sometimes we may just play it without even showing up.
That's right? Right.
So that'd be good. All right. One more thing on the favorites of 2017. We have... an email that I wanted to read.
Okay.
So, because this comes from a long distance, so it just arrived.
Okay.
Is how far it came from.
Okay.
It's from, I'm going to apologize in advance for mispronouncing this. It's from Nicholas Nygaards.
Okay.
In Sweden. He says, "Hi, lads. I know I'm a bit late, but hey, Sweden is really far away. Anyway, good to hear so many listeners mention Jason Isbell and his Nashville sound as their favorite album of 2017. Rather than speaking to your answering machine, here's an email instead." And then Nicholas goes on to list his top five albums of the year. "The Regrets, Feel Your Feelings, Fool. Wow, what a debut. Such energy and lovely melodies."
This band's coming out, man. Yeah. We've mentioned them like a few times now.
And what a great album title, by the way. Dan Auerbach, Waiting on a Song. He says, "Brilliant solo pop album from the Black Keys, man." Sam Outlaw, Tender Heart. "SoCal Country from one of the most talented country singers around. Not quite up there with the debut album, but not far from it. Saw him perform twice on his Sweden tour this summer. Top man."
Nice.
Matthew Sweet, Tomorrow Forever. "He's got his rock act together again. Some lovely tunes on this record and such a return to greatness. Loved him to bits for 25 years. No use stopping now." And then Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit, the Nashville sound, obviously. "Although I rate Southeastern and Something More Than Free slightly higher, this is another outstanding album from him. Saw him in Stockholm in November and it was magic. Such a boss." First of all, it's good to know these bands tour Sweden.
Yeah, right? That's incredible.
Cool. That's awesome. He says, "So that's five American albums for you. If you ever feel like listening to one of the top pop rock albums from 2017 in Swedish, then..."
Good luck, Jim.
Here we go. "Sacred..." Oh, man. "Sacred Dagdur."
Yeah, that sounds right. Sacred Dagdur.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
"Is the one to listen to."
Oh, Sacred Dagdur.
Yeah. There's a lot of consonants, by the way.
Yeah. And an umlaut.
Two umlauts.
Yeah.
5 minuter till snusa mig, trots vad du säger, jag är ganska säker på att ditt jobb kommer överleva utan dig. 5 minuter till, det är allt jag vill. Snusa mig. Din chef har också varit kär, hon vet hur det är. Hon kanske skäller ut dig, men hon förstår det här. Du är ett fördöme för alla som också skulle vilja ligga kvar. Inte rusa till bussen med tandkrämsmaken kvar i munnen. Snusa med mig. Tänk på alla andra, alla som vill att du ska snusa. Någon måste vara först, någon måste gå i bräschen mot det här samhället som kräver att man ska vara så satans effektiv. Vi får skitliv, tänk på oss.
Annika Norlin, who is Sacred, which means sure in English,
mm-hmm.
also writes in English, but then calls herself Hello Safe Ride.
Oh, that's cool.
"If the Swedish language is not really your cup of tea, what about an album in French?"
Question mark.
"The once new wave labeled French superstars of Indochine
mm-hmm.
released their 13th album in 2017, logically titled 13, going more towards an electronic sound, yet with the lovely melodies. Add the French language and you'll get in the hype. In France and Belgium, that is, no bigger followings in other countries.
Je suis né ici pour n'être qu'avec toi. Comme quelqu'un qui te sera et dont on parlera. Moi je suis né ici pour n'être qu'avec toi. Je serai quelqu'un qui sera, tu verras. Faire la vie, réussir au moins ça. Nous irions faire la nuit, aussi loin que tu pourras. Moi je suis né ici pour n'être qu'avec toi. La vie est belle et cruelle à la fois. Elle nous ressemble parfois. Moi je suis né pour n'être qu'avec toi. La vie est belle, aussi belle que toi. Elle te ressemble parfois. Moi je suis né.
And then Nicholas goes on and says, if you're still with me, mm-hmm. if you're still with me, here's the top 20 list of my favorite songs of 2017.
And he just pounds it out.
And he goes on, there's 20 songs. I'm not going to read those here. Mm-mm. But you know what I think I'm going to do is I think I'm going to make a playlist.
Oh, that'd be so great.
Of these 20 songs on Spotify. Mm-hmm. And if people visit my Spotify, Jim Lenihan on Spotify, I'll call it, you know, Nick Gloss's 2017 or something like that.
Well, I got to say,
and there you go.
You know, Living in the City by Hooray for the Riff Raff, which is my favorite song of last year, is on this playlist. It's on this top 20.
It is on.
Mm-hmm. So good for you.
So you'll be having dinner with Nicholas.
Nicholas. Okay. I'd love to have dinner in Sweden, actually. That would be fantastic.
He just closes by saying, thanks for the brilliant podcast and keep up the good work, lads. Looking forward to listening to you during 2018. Cheers.
Cheers.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I love it when we get stuff from Europe.
Very good. All right. Well, it's late. We got to run.
Yep.
Let's finally close out 2017, don't you think?
Yeah, we can go ahead and close the door and lock it. Yeah. Yep. It's almost St. Patrick's Day.
But we do appreciate everyone who told us about their favorites. We have, you know, if you haven't heard it, go back in the January episodes. We have a whole series of favorites, and it's, I think, really good stuff, and it's fun to hear from the listeners. Mm-hmm.
And I commend Nicholas for pounding all that out, even though, you know, he didn't get to it, you know, when he wanted to, but still did it. So that's great.
One of my favorite things is when people really take the time to, you know, truly get sort of geeky with things, right?
I love it.
Like when Bob Popick ranks every Smith song and writes an explanation for it, right? So anytime you guys want to hit us up with things like that.
It'll take me 2 hours. It took him like 3 days.
All right, let's get out of here. This is Rock in the Suburbs. If you want to email us, you can do so at rock@suburbspod.com. Mm-hmm. If you want to call and leave a message, the number is 612-440-1984. International charges may apply.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to mail us free things, then
which we like,
email that address and ask for a mailing address, and we'll send that out to you, and then we'll gladly accept whatever it is you want to.
Absolutely.
And then also you can find us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Suburbs Pod. Please visit our website that intern Sam puts together. It's called suburbspod.com. And if you send extra things, we'll get those to Sam right?
Mm-hmm. We know where he is.
And anything else?
I think that's it.
And maybe Sam and Eric can have dinner sometime.
Oh, that'd be great.
They're both in New York, right?
Go to like Potbelly for lunch or something.
There you go.
Yeah.
That'd be lovely. All right, let's get out of here. This is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys with more fan mail tomorrow.
Eric did Rickstone.